The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I was sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Let's go. Let's crank this thing out. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. If you do want to email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Guesting looks like this. Gator Dave will be with us. Do we talk basketball there? Yeah, they got in. I mean, I know that's not today's new news, but they got in. Gators played well down the stretch. Basketball Gators, yeah, Basketball Gators. The Mike White Basketball Gators played well. We'll talk to him. Charles Arbuckle coming up, bottom of hour two. And hour three, Griff. Yeah, Griff's not having to worry about any Georgia basketball right now. It's Georgia football for Griff. We'll get him to opine on the Hoop Vols too, as they get a 2 seed into the NCAA tournament. So that's what we have. That's the layout today. 888-702-5494. So what are we in the PC world we're in? What are we calling tonight's Belmont Temple game? Now. Keep in mind, Belmont is a local team coached by Rick Byrd, and he's a Hall of Fame coach. And I am giddy that they got the invite. I'm not a big fan of this play-in or whatever we call it. First four in, whatever they're calling it in the PC world, right? I'm not a big fan of it, but if I have an angle where I've got a bias like Belmont, then I do like it. See there? You know how that works? You can like it only if it fits what you want. You don't like it otherwise. That's correct. That's me. Label me however you choose there. That's the way I look at it. So Belmont gets Temple tonight, and I was just looking at Bet Online. Belmont is a 3.5 point favorite over the Owls of Temple tonight in Dayton. And I'm looking forward to it. You know, that's a rather, well, it's not super late, but that's an 8 o'clock, actually local time in Dayton. That's a 9 o'clock tip. Belmont and Temple tonight. And again, Belmont's favored by 3.5. What's the play there? Rob in the 2-1-0. I don't know if Rob is in Vegas yet. I know he was heading that way maybe for all the Thursday-Friday action. I think that's a annual event for Rob. Now, Rob goes to Vegas a bunch. I mean, I would say Rob's in Vegas numerous times every year. I mean, multiple times. First time... Or the next time Rob goes to Vegas is one more time than I've been. Seriously. And one more time than I'm likely to ever go. Even though I do like the topics now, don't get me wrong. I do enjoy the topics about spreads and how to angle it, how to study teams to see what you think's going to happen. Got to remember now with these spreads, it's the number, it's not the win necessarily. And that whole art form, that whole science is interesting to me because I know that I'm probably not very good at it. So it's interesting. It's fun to study to see how the guys, the few guys that are good at it, not many are very good at it. It's kind of like golf. A lot of people like to do it. Not many are very good at it. I'm not very good at that either. That's why I don't play a lot of, I don't play a lot of golf for many reasons. I don't have the time. But if I was any good at it, I'd probably make a little time to do it, but I'm not any good at it. So it's not real worth it. You can only go out there and hack around so long and finally say, you know what? You know what? I suck at it, so I'm going to have to stop doing it. I'm just saying. So what do we got? It's tell you what, usually there's something going on out there in college football. You tell me what's happening. And let me pose this to you. Why do we not have an answer on Tate Martell and his transfer? I mean, we got a pretty quick answer on Justin Fields, right? And I'm happy. Look, I look forward to seeing him play. But I'm just talking about the rule, this new liberal transfer rule, liberalized transfer rule. If Justin Fields gets cleared because he doesn't like the depth chart, why do we not know about Tate Martell? See, the NCAA has got itself in a mess right now with this topic, because if you clear Tate Martell, you basically have said, you know what, we have gone to unfettered free agency, pretty much. And I don't think they want to do that. So they're stuck because there's a public perception of now how easy it is, and they don't know how to get out of it. That's typical NCAA. They're very hypocritical. They don't know what they're doing. Well, I don't know if they don't know what they're doing, but they're certainly inconsistent. Yeah, why don't we know anything on that right now? Round Man down in Marietta checking in this morning on Twitter. Says, Bill, a lot of people bet Belmont. It was -3 yesterday, so it's up to 3.5. Got to remember, Brad Powers told us, and has told us for a couple of years, more people bet the NCAA tournament. Now, this is a tournament, not one game. So I understand I'm not necessarily going apples to apples here. But more people bet the NCAA tournament than bet the Super Bowl. Just to give you an example. Now, again, we're talking about an entire tournament, lots of games. I get the comparison or lack thereof. A lot of people bet Belmont. I don't have any feel. I will let you guys, gals in the audience, tell me what the play is there. What's the play in that game? Now, Roundman says a lot of money is on Belmont, but a lot of times the pros will tell you that means you fade the public. I don't know if this is a fade or not. I'm just saying oftentimes that is the play. I want Belmont to win, so let's get that out of the way. Rick Byrd and Belmont. Tell you what, he has done such a good job. And not that he would have ever left Belmont, but there are so many places that he could have helped. Like Tennessee and some of Tennessee's bad hires. Now Tennessee's got a good coach there. Rick Barnes has done a very good job. So that's not my point. And when they hired Bruce, that was a good hire. But some of the other hires, like Buzz Peterson, Konzo Martin, I don't think were very good hires. Jerry Green. How many of you remember Jerry Green at Tennessee? Kevin O'Neill. We can keep going down this path. And every time, I don't think once, the Vols looked at Rick Byrd. You got to remember now, Rick's beginnings are from Rocky Top. His dad, Rick Byrd's dad, is the famous Ben Byrd. Now, if you're not from that area, you probably don't know him. But Ben Byrd was the longtime sports editor of the now defunct Knoxville Journal. Ben Byrd. Ben was old when I was in college up there in the early 80s. Okay, he's deceased now, obviously. But he was the Knoxville Journal sports editor. Did I say AD? Sports editor. I got ADs on my mind this morning. Yeah, longtime sports editor for the Journal. And that was the era where the local paper, the sports editor, was friends and not adversaries with the local sports teams. Now it's more adversarial, right? See, back then, you buddied up with the head coach. For example, back then it would be Johnny Majors. Yeah, you held group hugs with the local coach. Now, again, I don't know, for example, Round Man checking in and Georgia guy. I don't know who the Athens newspaper's longtime editor would have been, but I'm betting he was probably a buddy with Vince Dooley. Before Cecil Hurt in the Tuscaloosa News newspaper, I'm not sure who the longtime sports editor was, but I'm betting that he was buddy-buddy with Bear. You better be. If you don't placate Bear, you're cut out. So I'm assuming that's the case. You better not be Bear's adversary, or things aren't going to go well for you. With the Columbus Dispatch, I'm assuming the longtime, back in the day, sports editor was probably buddy-buddy with Woody Hayes. If you're not buddy-buddy with Woody Hayes, you are cut out, right? But yeah, Ben Byrd, Rick Byrd's dad. So he is from Rocky Top and has done over the decades a just incredible job at Belmont. The only thing Rick Byrd has not done is he has not won an NCAA tournament game. The reason why is he's from a league, the OVC, which is historically a one-bid league. This year they got the at-large opportunity. But historically it's a one-bid league, and when you do get in, you get fed to the Wolves, okay? That's the reason. It's not that Rick Byrd doesn't know how to coach an NCAA tournament game. It's that his team gets fed in to a very, very high seed, like a 16 versus a 1 or whatever, okay? 15-2, whatever it might be. And there's always a big personnel mismatch. So you can be the world's greatest coach ever, and because of the matchup, there's not a lot you can do. That's what he's run into. It's not his inabilities. It's simply you get thrown into a lion's den. It's you versus 50 lions. You can't coach your way out of that. This one right here is doable. Now I'll say this. If they don't beat Temple, and their Round Man pointed it out, about a 3.5-point favored now after it got bet up, then it's going to be hard in the future. Even though the committee says we don't do things this way, it's going to be hard to to say we earned an at-large. Because now Belmont is in the position of having to prove the committee correct. There's a little pressure that goes with that. Yeah, a little bit of pressure that goes with that. Anyways, so for all you degenerates, it's only Tuesday. Brad's not even on today. But for all you degenerates out there, there are some opportunities here. Sounds like a lot of you did well. I thought about this past weekend playing with some of the games, and I kept forgetting. Now, I was watching the games, but my mind's not set to, hey, let's get a little something on this game. So I forgot. Like the Florida and Auburn game, I was thinking about. The Auburn and Tennessee game, the Tennessee-Kentucky game. And every time the game would start, and then I'd be sitting there going, oh, guess it's too late. Oh, maybe I'll do something at halftime, and then I'd forget. I'd be watching the games. That's what happens to you when you're having fun. 888-702-5494. Got a message from Chad yesterday. He said, Bill, do not build a wall around Jeff. I find Jeff almost as funny in a different way as the Cosby Cattleman. Chad in Smyrna says, I could call in and do Jeff. Meaning, I've got Jeff down. We may have to go to that. All right, let me get the break, and then we do have a caller. I'm not going to tell you who. I can't tell you who. It's a secret. 888-702-5494, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Still clearing a crash with injuries on Hillsboro Pike near Calvary United Methodist Church and a wreck on Dickerson Pike in front of TriStar Skyline Medical Center. I-24 West is filling up toward 440. A stalled car is blocking the right shoulder on I-40 East near Spence Lane. Prince's Hot Chicken, the original hot chicken restaurant. Download the Prince's Hot Chicken app and pick up your order for lunch or dinner. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary, and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
Knowledge is power in dealing with Alzheimer's disease. On Tuesday, April 23rd, the Alzheimer's Foundation of America's Educating America Tour stops in Nashville. The Alzheimer's Educational Conference will provide information about brain health, caregiving, support services, and more. Free memory screenings will also be offered at the conference, which takes place from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Country Music Hall of Fame, 225 Fifth Avenue South. To learn more or register for the free Alzheimer's Educational Program, call the Alzheimer's Foundation of America at 866-232-8484 or visit alzfdn.org.
Geico is a proud partner for all of the sleeper team, but every other team they're waking out of nowhere coming. Are you kidding? My eyes aren't believing the little school that could and look they're doing. Everyone, including their mom, surprising Cinderella. Yeah, and both of these giant shoes fit storytelling bracket busters. In other words, Geico is a proud partner for all of the madness that is March Madness. And little reminder, they make it easy to switch and save.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Napa know-how.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/19.
Hey, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business, you want us to help you do that, email BillisKing7, that's number 7, BillisKing7 at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. We'll get your business on the radio, and we'll help you grow your business. business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, BillisKing7@gmail.com.
The number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
Gator Day coming up at top of hour two. Charles Arbuckle as well. Hour three, Griff, even though I keep tweeting this wrong. Yeah, my bad on that one. Griff is going to have to be every Tuesday. Last hour, about 15, 20 minutes after. Out of habit, I keep tweeting it as a top of the hour guest. Third hour, which is no longer correct. 1 week, I'll get that right. For now, I'm just not able to tweet that correctly. It's just not happening. To the borough we go. And I think contributions are going to pour in for the wall. Jeff is with us. What's up, Jeff?
How's it going, Bill? What's going on?
Now, let me ask you this. Late 80s, I probably asked you this before. When MTSU had that famous brawl, Mike Buck, all those guys, was it Austin Peay or Tennessee Tech?
No, it was Tennessee Tech.
That's right. I never remember that either.
Because they ended up. I think it was the next game they had to forfeit because they had so many players suspended. I think they had like maybe three or four players or something, and they ended up forfeiting the next game.
So let me tell you my story. I was there for the game. Because Bruce Stewart, Tommy Smith, and I were going to go out after the game and hang out in the borough, where I have no idea. And this is late 80s. I'm just getting in the business. And some reason Bruce Stewart liked me. So we were going to go out and just hang out and do whatever after the game. Well, obviously, that game turned into a big brawl.
Yeah.
And we ended up, like, at a Waffle House – And Bruce and Tommy and me talking about it, and they were the only thing they were doing is just trying to, like, talk through what just happened. And so the whole night, needless to say, Jeff, that night got sidetracked.
I understand. Well, they used to at Tennessee Tech. I mean, it wasn't. I don't think they do it anymore. But they used to when they scored the first basket, they rained the floor with toilet paper. I know they don't do it anymore. I know, but they used to. Years ago.
What happened? Do you remember what led to that fight?
I have no idea. I don't either.
Year.
I just know it was a pier six. About, I think 25 or 30 people, players were.
It was wild. I wonder if that's on YouTube.
If somebody recorded it, it's probably out there somewhere.
I can promise you it was recorded. And here's the thing for the audience. The commissioner of the league, the OVC, here in town, which their office is in Brentwood, was Jim Delaney. It was Jim Delaney's job to properly punish everybody involved.
Well, I thought it was Dan Beebe at the time, Bill.
No. It was not Dan Beebe.
It wasn't no guy.
I remember Delaney even being in our radio newsroom like a few days after that. He was by the station to do a guest appearance on our show. And I remember Delaney in the newsroom, and I remember sitting there talking to him about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you, Bill, what do you think Cosby Cattleman's thinking today, the Lady Vols Navy tournament? So I guess Holly Water didn't get her pants pulled down, did she?
Well, two things. Number one, he didn't want them in. But if they got in, he wanted them fed to Geno, right?
Well, yeah, that's what happened. So that's not, you know.
Correct. No, they got UCLA. Now, I understand UCLA's playing good basketball. I haven't seen them play, the women, but I understand they're not bad.
Yeah, that's who they're playing. So, but everything. It also, Bill, I heard one more excuse why Tennessee lost on Sunday. It was from, I don't know if you know her, Teresa Walker, that writes for the AP.
Correct. I know Teresa.
She said that the reason why they lost is because they played the late game on Friday. That's why they lost. Because they played the late game Friday night, she said. That's why that's why they
and fatigue. Fatigue set in. Yeah.
Fatigue set in on Friday. I guess they got too much meal and couldn't sleep on Friday night. I guess it must be their excuse. I guess. Of course, Tennessee Vols ought to change their name to Tennessee Excuses, because every time they lose a ball game, it's always an excuse.
Well, Auburn had to play four games. Didn't seem to bother them.
Yeah, it didn't seem to bother them, but you know, Bill, it's like I say, if the Tennessee, like guy down here says, teams need to take care of their business. If Tennessee would have beat Auburn that last day, they'd have been the 2 seed and they'd been playing early, but they lost. That door open for Kentucky. They were the 2 seed, and they played early, and Tennessee played late. But the thing about it is, on Saturday, Bill, is they didn't play the first game on Saturday. They didn't play until 2:30. So, like I said, Tennessee ought to change their name to Tennessee Excuses. And for that Tennessee fan yesterday, I can give him 2 facts. There was one thing on Feinbaum's show was tweeted yesterday. Michigan, Kentucky, and Virginia Tech, Bill, have been to bowl games 3 years in a row, and also the NCAA tournament 3 years in a row. And also, for that Tennessee fan that wants to bash Kentucky in football, at least we won 10 games this year. When's the last time y'all won 10? And at least we don't fire – we don't take a guy like Phil Fulmer that won a national championship and fire him and then beg him to come back and be our athletic director. We don't do that stuff. And also for him, Kentucky's the only team in the Southeastern Conference this year that won 10 games in football, and both their men's and women's teams won over 20 games in basketball, and both of them are in the NCAA, and both of them won 20 games or more and are in the NCAA tournament. So we've got the best AD in the conference in Mitch Barnhart, and we're not going to get rid of him. And we don't, like a friend of mine said yesterday, she's an Alabama fan. She said that Tennessee doesn't give their coaches time enough to build a program. They fire them. Like I told you before, Bill, in football, since they fired Fulmer, they've had 4 football coaches. And Mr. Tennessee fan that called up yesterday, you can look this up if you can find a computer. I don't know how old you are, but if you can find one and look it up, your record since 2008 is 62 up and 63 down. And then the day you fire Fulmer is the day your football program went in the pot, and it's still in the pot. And you had to get somebody from Alabama to dig it out. So you couldn't find the coach in Tennessee because nobody in this state wants to fool with the Vols program. So call in and give me some comments on that. We'll see you later.
Jeff is a really angry guy. Did you even understand anything he just said just then? I didn't. I just know he's angry. Does he wake up angry? Jeff in the Borough. Eventually, we're going to get that wall built. If it's the last thing I do, we're going to build a wall around him. We've got to. Speaking of going to games, Primo Seats for all your ticket needs, Primo Seats. And use the name Bill Is King, and that will get you 5% off. So if you're starting to schedule, now that you have the NCAA tournament, and tonight, Belmont and Temple in Dayton. I'll be watching that. Belmont and Temple up in Ohio playing to get in. They don't. That's not PC, so I probably shouldn't say it that way. Anyways, Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. That includes concerts or whatever it is you're looking for. Pro sports, college sports, you name it. Primo Seats for all of your ticket needs. Did you hear what happened to ESPN yesterday? Have you heard the story where they accidentally posted some info they did not want to post? Did you get that story? Tell you what, let me put a little tease on it. If you don't know this story, it's very funny. It's hilarious. We'll talk about it when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Still clearing a crash with injuries on Hillsboro Pike near Calvary United Methodist Church and a wreck on Dickerson Pike in front of TriStar Skyline Medical Center. I-24 West is filling up toward 440. A stalled car is blocking the right shoulder on I-40 East near Spence Lane. Prince's Hot Chicken, the original hot chicken restaurant. Download the Prince's Hot Chicken app and pick up your order for lunch or dinner. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Hey folks, it's the man called Ant from my friend Wyatt, and I haul anything. When I had to move out of my old place, I turned to I haul anything because it's not just a name. I haul anything can help you with moving, office cleanouts, hauling brush or construction debris, cleaning garages, or hauling off junk furniture in Davidson County, Williamson County, and Dixon County. Call 615-499-2218 for a quote. Get it done on time, clean, and for a great price. 499-2218, or find them on Facebook. I haul anything. They work in Davidson, Williamson, and Dixon County.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956.
The fine folks at Elite Contract Coating and Polishing, LLC, remind Americans to honor and show support to our troops and veterans. Visit USO.org to see how you can help our heroes. This salute is from Elite Concrete Coating and Polishing, LLC, serving the Nashville area with quality service and pride. For the best in floor coatings, polishing, or staining, call the pros today at 615-983-0272. That's 615-983-0272. Elite Concrete Coating and Polishing, LLC. Professionals who care.
Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio. Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck Talk Nashville Predators Hockey. Every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at RedneckNation.com or on Twitter at Redneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio. Every game day morning at 5. Right here on the station for Hockey Trench Warfare, Nashville Sports Radio. The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Omni Nashville Hotel. 888-702-5494. So yesterday afternoon, and I was not watching, I heard about it on the radio. I was in my car. But 3 p.m. Monday afternoon, yesterday, on ESPNU, they had a show that was talking about the men's tournament. And at the time, Dickie V was the one on camera talking. And in the background, while Dickie V was talking men's basketball, NCAA tournament, somehow ESPN starts posting the women's tournament brackets. Now, that was not supposed to happen until the women's selection show Monday night at 7. So again, this is 3 o'clock. And Dickie V is talking men's basketball. And while he's talking men's basketball, the graphics behind him start posting the women's brackets that were not supposed to be known, that were supposed to be secretive until that night for the selection show. Yeah, that's the whole purpose of the selection show. We're going to give you the very first look at what the brackets are going to be. So ESPN, in a, I don't know if I would call it panic state, because I don't know, but probably somewhat. Some heads were rolling, I'm sure, because of this. Whatever doofus hit the wrong button and those graphics came up 4 hours early, probably is in a bit of trouble right now. So what they did is they took the selection show and they moved it from 7 to 5 because with the graphics up concerning the tournament, people were snapping pictures because people were figuring out who are watching the show at 3 that, hey, they're leaking the women's tournament. So folks that were snapping pictures or recording or whatever had all of this, and it started hitting Twitter. Yeah. One discovery, as Angry Jeff was just talking about, was that Tennessee got in. And Tennessee, the women now, have a streak of 38 straight years of getting in the tournament. Matter of fact, I think what that means is they've been in every tournament. Every tournament. They've got a streak of having been in every women's NCAA tournament. I think that's correct. I know the number's 38. And one of the big snits is Holly Warlick has not done a good job at Tennessee. Certainly not compared to her predecessor, who other than Gino Auriemma goes down as the best women's coach ever, Pat Summitt. And that's hard to live up to what Pat did. Let's face that. But, yeah, that happened yesterday. Now, a couple of years ago, remember, and I believe it was CBS, but we were having to go through these long, laborious, boring selection shows where CBS and ESPN thought for a while they could just stall us to death for hours with this same regurgitated garbage, right? And they've learned people don't like that crap. Get to the brackets, get to it, release it quick. Nobody wants to be given the Dean Smith, Phil Ford stall at the end of the game, the four corners at the end of the game. Just give it to us and keep the long form popping off about the same topics. Keep those to a minimum. We want the brackets. We don't want your bloviating. And they actually, this last selection show, I want to give them proper credit because they get a lot of critique from me and you and everybody else. This last show went pretty quick and went pretty well with Greg Gumbel and company. Give them credit. They got to it really quick. So, yeah. And remember now, the Cosby Cat had been called in, and he was kind of contorted because he really didn't want the Lady Vols to get in, but then he kind of wanted them to get in because his dream scenario would be that they got fed into Geno and they lose by 80. Yeah, they lose like 140 to 60 to Connecticut. But they got fed into UCLA, which I'm told is a pretty good team. Somebody want to bean count me there and correct me on that? Please do. Please do. Round Man says, Bill, are you going to be participating in any bracket challenge pools? I don't typically. I've received several emails, like I'm sure you guys have, where you're invited to join a pool or a league and all that. I don't know that I've ever. I'm sure I've entered one or two in the past. I don't really remember. I got to fill out my bracket today because obviously the playing games start tonight, but all those challenges and different pools and everything, I've just never been into it. Probably should be. Probably make it more fun for me. Because I now again, let me say this. I really do enjoy the NCAA tournament. I do. So it's not bah humbug on the whole tournament. I'm just not a big, let's join this pool, and I'm just not. And if I committed to it, heck, I'd probably forget anyways. Like, oh, I was supposed to turn that in today. Sorry. Here's another one. I tweeted this out last night. USC, and I'm talking about Southern Cal, has no idea. They're kind of like Ohio State at times. They've got no idea about PR 101. They just don't. They don't get it. Southern Cal, after all the bad publicity over Lori Loughlin rigging the system, bribing some dude to get her unqualified daughter into school, who only wants to be there for the parties. Right? All the bad publicity there, still hanging, okay? That dark cloud is still hovering over that school. And they announced yesterday that tuition for the next academic year is going up, like from $52,000 a year to $57,000. Something like that. Which you know, if you're going to, tuition always rises because it's a scam. Yeah, I tell you what, folks, from here on out, I am not going to toe the company line. And I don't mean the station. The station doesn't have a company line when it comes to this. But I'm just saying in general, I am no longer going to be the guy who, in a PC way, talks about how important it is that you get an education. I think that line of thinking is overrated. Matter of fact, I know it is. And what they charge is a scam. It's one of the bigger scams we have going today. Now, look, I've got two in college. I'll eventually have seven, right? So, I mean, I'm feeding into it. But that long historical line of thinking simply isn't the case. There's a lot of people who either don't need to go or don't go who are very, very successful and don't need the, quote, system to get them there. Right? Yeah, I think what we're all kind of getting enlightened to is how big of a scam that whole thing is. And look, again, I've been part of it. Now, I'm not a teacher, but, I mean, I've gone, gotten a degree, and now I didn't suffer like others by getting a degree or by going into debt over it. No, that didn't happen to me, but so many people it's happening to. Now here's another angle on it though. I don't think the people who are in debt ought to be relieved of that by some government gift, some politician promising free this, free that. No. You signed up. You got it. You got to pay your dues. All right. But yeah, Southern Cal PR wise, no clue. No clue is what they're doing. Not a clue. And it simply gets worse. Gator Dave's coming up. Top of that second hour. Charles Arbuckle is coming up. And so is Griff. Griff a little bit later. From now on, it won't be the top of the hour. He's got a meeting. That's been going on about 3 weeks. He's got a meeting at the top of hour three with his boss, with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution Dog Nation. So about 20 after, we'll get him in hour number three. We're presented by, as always, the Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck on Stewart's Ferry Pike near East Lake Apartments. I-24 West is filling up toward the 440 Parkway. 3rd and 5th Avenues are congested north of Dederick Street around Dr. MLK Boulevard.
Choose a career that makes a difference. Aim high. The United States Air Force. Log on to airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR. Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. So forget about watching March Madness on your couch and get to the nearest Buffalo Wild Wings. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Nashville Predators at Bridgestone Arena tonight against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Predators favored minus 120 on the money line. The Maple Leafs are even money. They have dropped 3 of 4, allowed 23 goals during those four games. The total is 6.5 flat. Belmont, a 3.5-point favorite over the Temple Owls in the first four in Dayton tonight. The Ohio Valley Conference, 4-21 straight up in the NCAA tournament since 1998, but 12-6 against the spread in their last 18. NIT first round, Lipscomb, a 2-point road dog at Davidson tonight.
For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For March, try any delicious wrap with amazing fresh-cut fries and drink for only $8.99. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-723-2233. That's 800-723-2233.
800-723-2233. State forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR, Sky Scan forecast for this morning. A clear sky, sunny today, high 58. Partly cloudy tonight, low 36. Sunshine Wednesday, a stray afternoon shower, high 62. Partly sunny with a shower Thursday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network and National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
To know anything about college football, consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
Nashville Hotel. Gator Day, top of the hour. You want to talk basketball, NCAA tournament, we can do it. Belmont tonight in the, what do they call that? The play-in game? Or they call it the first, in the PC thing, they call it the first four because play-in sounds demeaning, right? I think that's what they do. Anyways, somebody want to bean count that for me? Go ahead. Up in D.C. What's up, Kip?
What's up, Bill? Hey.
How you doing, sir?
Good, good, good. It's called play-in.
Is it called play-in?
That's what it's called. Actually, okay. in my eyes, the field of 64 is just not set yet. So you still got four bids left to hand out, and it's just a few games to fill out the rest of the bracket. That's all.
Right, Right.
Who does Belmont get?
If Belmont wins, who do they get?
You know, I got a bracket right in front of me. Belmont gets Maryland.
Oh, okay.
They get the Terps.
Okay.
Locally over here, Wyom. All right. You know, I was telling you last week, Belmont was in. Remember, I teased you a few times.
Yeah, you did.
I think they had a pretty good resume. Yeah, even with these bid fees, they were able to get in.
Right.
But, hey, we can't build a wall around Jeff. Not at all. one thing I think that the show has kind of missed, we haven't got some real Kentucky arrogance. You know, I know we all probably know a few Kentucky fans and,
right,
you know, high and mighty about basketball. We need that for the show. I actually like that. I like that. Some good old Kentucky arrogance.
I've had a couple people come to Jeff's defense last several days. I have. I think they just like laughing at him, though.
Where's the entertainment, definitely.
Right.
Definitely. Hey, great show yesterday. I wanted to call in, but didn't get a chance to. The whole Bruce Pearl thing. I think there's a ceiling at Auburn, so I'm not sure if, like, he can win a Natty or maybe even get to a Final Four at Auburn.
Right.
But, and this question is for you because, you know, you've had dealings with him and things like that. When he decided to get back in coaching, did you get the sense that he was beholden to the SEC?
No, but I think he's kind of adopted this. You know, he's from Boston, so he's not from here, and he was up there in Milwaukee, and that's where he got his resume built back up to get the offer from Tennessee originally. They beat Alabama, remember, the NCAA tournament, which was a big – that's probably what kind of pushed him over the edge to get these offers. Here's what I know about Bruce. When he was sitting out, he was desperate to get back in. And he didn't think he felt like Slive was going to get him blocked. Slive did not like Bruce, okay? And like I said yesterday, I like both Slive and Bruce. But Bruce told me this, so this is not speculation. And he didn't think that they would let him in. So when Auburn came after him, they had to go to the SEC office, and I don't know what the conversation was like, but somehow they got that done. And Bruce was also serving. Got to remember now, Bruce had a 3-year show cause because of a backyard barbecue, which is so silly. But I don't, you know what? I don't know the answer to beholden to the SEC. I think he preferred to stay in this region, but I think he was prepared to get back in however it happened, wherever it happened.
Okay. Yeah, because I've looked at, you know, certain jobs that I consider a more of a national title contender type caliber than Auburn.
Yeah.
You know, things aren't shaking out very well right now for old Josh Pastner over at Georgia Tech. You know, I think if that opened up, you know, if they wanted to spend some money to get Pearl to come in.
Oh, man. Karen brought up the Aggies. I think the Aggies are going after Buzz Williams, but what could he do with Texas A&M?
Oh, yeah, I mean, he'd do great. Now, I'm high on Buzz. I'm super high on Buzz.
Correct.
I'm not high on what I think Virginia Tech is as a basketball program.
Right.
And what he's done there is just tremendous. So you give him the A&M backing, yeah, Buzz will do great things down there. And another school that I thought about, which has an opening now for Bruce Pearl. Would UCLA go after Pearl? And would he entertain it? I know he made some comments in the past about you know, them maybe being their fan base may be delusional, but would they take him and would he entertain that?
I don't know. Now let me say this: I don't know if I mean UCLA's hired Steve Alford, who's a weird cat. But I don't think he would go now. That school, you got to remember now, there's some trouble behind the scenes, Chuck Person and all that kind of stuff. I don't think it's going to get Bruce. But they've been very loyal to him. I don't know that he would do that right now.
Yeah, you do got a lot of that playing a factor. But I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm not that I'm a UCLA fan or anything like that. But I'm a fan of you know, the sport being, you know, having powers in all geographical regions. And UCLA being down, it's just like, come on, West Coast, what the heck?
I know
Arizona's going to do some things. I expect Arizona to back. As long as they keep Sean Miller, Arizona's going to be an excellent program. I mean, I think this is just a blip on the radar for them. But UCLA is just, you got to get it together, man. They got to make a splash big time high. I was just thinking maybe Pearl would be the guy. But there's some other guys out there, maybe Chris Beard or something like that. But we'll see.
All right. Hey, Kip, be good, buddy. Appreciate you, my friend. Kip up in D.C. Kip is a wealth of knowledge, man. Always wonderful when he calls in. Hour two coming up. We'll start with Gator Dave Omni.